Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. And today, Karen Kassler joins me. She's the State House News Bureau Chief at Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having me.
Governor Kasich is set to give his State of the State speech on Tuesday. It's his second, and I want to talk to you about what we can expect to hear from him this year. Karen, Kasich is known for making some off-the-cuff remarks during his time, and here he is, for example, last February in a speech speaking to state workers about a policeman who pulled him over.
He's an idiot. We just can't act that way, and what people resent are people who are in the government who don't treat the client with respect.
Karen, I'm curious, how do you think the governor's tone will compare this year as it does to last year?
Well, it should be said that that speech was made to EPA workers, and that wasn't a State of the State speech or a formal event. Governor Kasich does pride himself in speaking largely off the cuff. He doesn't usually use notes. He never uses a teleprompter. And so sometimes you do get comments that some people are surprised by, and comments such as the one that you just played there do leave some people a little bit stunned in some cases, where they feel like the governor may have misspoke or have said something maybe that he shouldn't have, and he almost never takes back anything that he said, even that comment right there. He didn't directly take it back. He did have a meeting with the police officer and did say that maybe that wasn't the right way to put it, but, you know, this is the way that Governor Kasich speaks. He speaks very almost stream of consciousness with, you know, some basic ideas and some overarching themes. And so that's kind of what we expect in the State of the State. We expect a long speech. Last year he spoke for 1 hour and 5 minutes. We expect him to talk a little bit about education since the location is going to be in a public elementary school. And we expect him to talk a little bit about fracking and oil and natural gas drilling since that's the part of the state where it's all happening.
So let's talk about that a little bit. You did report recently for NPR that Kasich is going to be moving forward with some new ideas, even though his big idea last year, collective bargaining reform, did face defeat in front of the voters. So let's talk about some of the ideas he will be expanding on Tuesday.
Well, he's certainly going to be talking a little bit more about Jobs Ohio. That's his idea to privatize the Department of Development, and that's already in process in the Ohio House. And so we expect to hear an awful lot about business and making Ohio a more business-friendly climate. There have been some reports nationally that Republican governors are thinking about ways to eliminate the income tax, which is something that Governor Kasich actually campaigned on when he started to run for office a couple of years before he was elected. Now, he's had to back off that because of the economic condition the state's been in. And he has said that he realizes that getting rid of the income tax entirely right now is not something that could be done. But we can certainly expect to hear some ideas about how to lower taxes and how to maybe make the state of Ohio and local communities a place where business wants to set up shop. That's part of what we expect to hear and part of what his agenda has been from the very beginning.
So he will be moving forward with new ideas, but do you think his approach is going to be the same or different given how everything worked out last year with collective bargaining?
Well, I think it's not his approach that's going to be different. It's going to be the way that it's going to be received in the legislature. The entire Ohio House and half of the Ohio Senate are up for reelection. And so big, wide, sweeping reforms like that probably won't happen. But will we see some other things? Most likely some smaller, minor changes maybe in pension reform. He's already talked about workers' compensation reform, or at least the Ohio House GOP has. And I can certainly expect to see some changes made in terms of issues related to fracking and oil and natural gas drilling, perhaps even the possibility of a small tax on those drillers, not to drive them away, but to raise a little bit more money. But I think anything that does dramatic changes like Senate Bill 5 would have done, probably not likely this year with the legislature, most of them up for reelection.
And you mentioned that the State House speech, for the first time, is not going to be at the State House. It's going to be in Steubenville in eastern Ohio. What impact is that having on the speech?
Well, it's certainly having an impact here in the State House because we're normally gearing up for this speech to be happening basically above our heads. We're in the basement of the State House, and it normally happens in the House chamber. And the House and Senate both had to convene sessions to pass resolutions to move their joint session, where the State of the State is presented, to Steubenville. They did that, but it was interesting because there was some debate, and even some Republicans had raised concerns about the cost of moving the speech. And we don't have any dollar figures on it, but the people in eastern Ohio are thrilled. thrilled. I mean, the Steubenville area and part of Appalachian, Ohio, are very pleased to have this opportunity, apparently. What happens when we actually get out there will be interesting, because Steubenville's not that big a city. And so when a couple thousand people descend on this city and try to all get lunch at the same time and get hotel rooms and everything, it's going to be interesting.
You can hear the governor's State of the State speech on Tuesday, February 7th at 1 p.m. on 91.3 WYSO. I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.